you know, just what we can do in the local area, like things to make building houses easier, or options with tiny homes. Like I went to a tiny home convention, maybe over a month ago now in Newcastle, and they said, well, the organizer said that the biggest problem they have is that they're not defined at the council level, so people aren't willing to buy these housing options, as they're like, oh, the council's just going to tell me to take them away, you know, or because it doesn't meet the criteria. So looking at things like that is one way that we can help.
Excellent.
You know, bring more housing options
yes.
in.
And you've got a few others there that you'd like to just quickly talk about.
Yeah, so I think on there I've got youth representation. So I'm actually, you know, fairly young myself. I'm 27. So, but now what I realised, as I say, growing up and staying in the community, is that basically around 18, 20, everyone moves away. Everyone moves to Newcastle, Brisbane, Sydney, and there's just no people in their 20s. Now that we've got the university, you know, there's younger people actually coming to Port. They're staying in Port, you know, even though that some will leave, obviously, after they finish university. So I just think that there's time for that representation now that the younger people are staying in the community.
Very important, because they're the leaders of our future.
Yeah, exactly. And that way, you know, being in council, I'll have a long-term strategy about how I want to achieve things, because, of course, you know, I live in Port Macquarie, I own property here, so of course I'm going to be concerned about the future of the town and the long-term potential of it, so yeah.
And one of the ones that I'd like you to quickly talk about is the development and infrastructure.
Yeah, so after speaking with a lot of people at the markets, what I realised is that the core thing that people care about with council is have the roads, like maintain the roads, make sure that, you know, traffic's flowing well, they're maintained well, they're, you know, there's not heaps of potholes. As well as another thing that people have mentioned is that Port Macquarie has been growing very quickly. The infrastructure itself hasn't been keeping up. So, you know, whether or not there's sewerage, the water supply, people have been concerned about, you know, the dam, are we going to have enough water going forward with all these new developments coming in? So things like that is something that we need to be very proactive and just have that long-term planning in place to get that, so that, you know, as Port Macquarie grows, the infrastructure's there.
Very, very important.
And not yes. lacking, so.
Very important. And there's a few others, but we are going to run out of time. And you had road maintenance, public transport and councillor integrity and floods and fires.
Yes.
So that's really great.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. And who are your team and what will they bring to council?
Yeah, so I've got three others in my team. So second on the ticket is Lorna Neal. So she has a lot of a long-term experience as being a registered nurse, and then she went into area manager for women's health, you know, sexual assault and family planning in the mid-North Coast area for the health services. She is also was on the president of the Manning District Accommodation for Women's Refuge. And she's got a graduate diploma in health science and applied psychology. So she has a lot of background experience, especially in the health medical industry. So